This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sylvia Anahi Mora. Date of birth, November 17, 1983. Case ID number is 606-5723. Date of exam, January 4, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Renee Vela, MD, dated 1/4/2023. Identifying information. This is a 40-year-old married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of fibromyalgia, anxiety, and bipolar depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a provider for 1 year. During that time, she worked 5 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a trailer with her husband, who works as a welder, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, fibromyalgia. Number two, anxiety / depression / bipolar disorder. History of allegations, number one, fibromyalgia. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to have pain in her hands, lumbar sacral back area, and her knees, which she states was diagnosed as fibromyalgia. She denies any x-rays taken, fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She states that her muscles ache. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She states that she's unable to sweep at this time. She has no assisted devices, and her physician is Dr. Renee Vela. She is presently on cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams BID, and ibuprofen, 600 milligrams TID, which does give her relief. She states the only physical activity she does is walking in the park. Her daily activities include watching TV, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking in the park. She does no other activities at this time. Her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number two, major depression / anxiety / bipolar disorder. The claimant states that in 2013, she started to develop symptoms of severe depression and anxiety. She states that she suffers from panic attacks, depression, insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, anger, and sadness. She denies any problems with crying spells, violent acts, homicidal acts, apathy, but states that she does bite her husband occasionally and fights with him often. The claimant bathes every other day, and she does brush her teeth every day. The claimant denies any problems with hearing voices, but she does see shadows and does have a history of suicidal attempt where she cut her arm in 2007. But was not hospitalized for that act. Her mood is depressed, but fairly normal at this time. Her mental status was normal. Her general appearance was well-kept, and wearing casual attire. Her behavior was cooperative, and she had good eye contact with me and was alert. The claimant was oriented to place, time, situation, and person. Her attention and concentration was good, and her mannerisms were normal. Her speech rate was within normal limits. Her clarity, tone, articulation was intact, as well as her memory. Her thought processes were normal. She did not have any dissociated symptoms, and her thought content was normal, too. The claimant states that her children are normal and she has a good relationship with them. She denies any substance abuse or alcohol abuse at this time and is not working. Her husband does support her by working as a welder. She states in her history that it bothered her greatly that her father was never around and that he had another family and that she was part of the family that the mother was not married to him. She is presently taking risperidone 1 milligram QHS, lamotrigine 25 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, trazodone hydrochloride 50 milligrams QD, PRN for needing to sleep. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, and she appears to be doing fairly well. She does have support of her family. Family history. Her father is alive and is 66. He suffers from osteoarthritis and hypertension. Her mother is 61 and suffers from hypertension and osteoporosis. Medications. Risperidone 1 milligram, 1 tablet, QHS. Lamotrigine 25 milligrams, 2 tablets, QD. Trazodone hydrochloride 50 milligrams, POQHS. Loratadine 10 milligrams, 1 POQD. Flonase allergy relief 50 micrograms / actuation, 2 sprays, QD. Ventolin HFA 90 micrograms per activation, inhalation aerosol, 2 inhalations, QID, PRN is needed. Bupropion hydrochloride 150 milligrams SR, 1 tablet, BID. Cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride 55 milligrams BID. Ibuprofen 600 milligrams, 1 tablet, TID. Medical problems, bipolar disorder, anxiety, major depression, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, tenosynovitis, tennis elbow syndrome, fibromyalgia, major hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis, history of cholecystectomy, May 8, 2017, social history, the claimant has a history of smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes per day for 20 years. She denies any history of alcohol abuse. Delirium tremors, the claimant denies any history of delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 143 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 117 over 84 mmHg, heart rate 80 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 26.5. General. This is a 40-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. OD corrected is 20/40. OS corrected is 20/30. Binocular corrected is 20/30. The claimant presented with contact lenses for the physical examination. Could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been partially corrected with contacts. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Probable diagnosis is, number one, fibromyalgia-being treated at this time, normal physical exam. Number two, anxiety/major depression/bipolar disorder, being treated at this time and appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sylvia Anahi Mora.